640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI and ATF are investigating a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington. Video of the explosion was posted to the social media platform X by Alex Wilson. Police were trying to serve a search warrant when the explosion happened. The suspect was in the house when it exploded. Their condition is not known. Some members of Congress are demanding that the president force Israel to change its tactics in Gaza. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes says that.
This White House is facing a lot of pressure from some key constituencies to speak out more vocally when it comes to civilian casualties in Gaza. But beyond that, the bigger challenge for Israel when it comes to this aid package that has been put out there by the White House is Congress. First of all, you've got progressives in Congress who are increasingly insisting that this aid, if it is to pass, should be conditioned.
Israeli warplanes heavily bombarded an area in southern Gaza Monday as the military ordered massive evacuations from that area. The Supreme Court heard arguments about the fairness of a multi-billion-dollar settlement for victims of the opioid epidemic. At issue, whether the former owners of Purdue Pharma should get immunity from future lawsuits. Details from CBS's Jen Crawford.
The outcome of this case could also have huge implications for how corporations use bankruptcy to try to protect owners from lawsuits. And that's why you're seeing other organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church filing papers in support of this agreement. A decision is expected by June.
There's been a major hack of the 23andMe website, says CBS's Matt Piper.
About 7 million people's personal info has been hacked into. That's about half of 23andMe's customers, and it's affected those who used its relatives feature, which allows people to automatically share some of their data with others.
A shark has attacked and killed a woman from Massachusetts at a popular tourist resort in the Bahamas. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Police in the Bahamas responded to reports of a shark attack near the Sandals Beach Resort on Nassau.
The female, along with a male relative, were paddleboarding some three-quarter miles out from the shoreline.
Police say a lifeguard on duty rushed out to help the victim, a 44-year-old woman from Boston.
The search for 10 climbers in Indonesia has been halted after a volcano erupted again. The eruption happened in West Sumatra province on Sunday, stranding scores of climbers and blanketing nearby villages in ash. More than 50 climbers have been rescued, and the bodies of 13 have been recovered. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove. It's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be yet, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 29, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, high of 38. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm calling this a demanding Dominic Monday edition. Are you satisfied with your character?
I am satisfied. Crudy, happy Monday to you. Nate, work on the board. Our fair audience, great to be with you all.
Had to redo the whole open just to get your name back in there.
Yeah. It's only been a couple of years, man. Don't worry about it.
Literally, it probably has been a couple of years. You know, better late than never, right?
All right. That's right.
We'll see how long you owe me cash. Could be a better late than never there as well.
My life. Rather owe it to you forever than never pay you, Crudy.
You know, you are a demanding sort. You're the sort of guy that would win a presidential office and demand absolute immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
You
been revoked.
You would demand immunity. Like the current, former president, Donald Trump.
The former guy.
His many, many legal travails. He's, clamming. Could you see Trump all clamming just on the beach, digging clams? Can't see that. Claiming absolute immunity. And in this case, the trial at question, because there's a lot of them, right, is the Chutkin trial, the March awaited trial, March of 2024. That's
coming
on the
quick,
January 6th. That's the big one, Dom. That's the one that history is going to judge this man by. That's the only one I really, really care about is what happens in March. Although, little side bet on what happens in Georgia.
Well, and the documents case.
Less so.
It depends on what comes out. If it comes out that, yes, he was, you know, giving away secrets for benefit.
Him or Eileen Cannon, his appointed judge and savior there in the Palm Springs federal jurisdiction.
I mean, so much to look forward to. But yes, Chutkin, this case, denying his, absolute immunity. It's a no-brainer.
We'll get there in a moment. It seems so obvious to you and I, Don, but, you know, perhaps not to everyone. We got a big show. That should be obvious. It's Monday. We're back to work. And we've got my county executive. He's already announced his retirement. So he's only working for so much longer. He's got a planned exit strategy. Let's just say, Dom. But on his way out the door, and he's not leaving until end of next year, Joe Parisi, Dane County executive, has banned Twitter use by county municipal agencies. Think the airport, Dane County Regional Airport. They no longer have a Twitter account. They have deactivated. They have deleted their account, Tom. Why? You might ask? Why? I don't know why. We're going to ask Joe Parisi in the 5 o'clock happy hour
today. That's outrageous. I mean, what's next? OnlyFans?
Do we have a Dane County OnlyFans account? Also, we got a buddy of mine, Dom, soon to be a friend to all. His name, Peach Waba. Peach Waba is rolling out a new show tonight. Unfortunately, our friend and colleague in broadcast, Rick Smith, stepping back from his nightly broadcast. He's still on Free Speech TV, and we encourage you to find him there. But in the meantime, we need a new host during the evening hours. And Peach Waba, he's that guy. He's got a hell of a resume, especially in film, in comedy, in television. And now in Radio Dom, he's going to be out on our show at 5:50. And then he's going to play out this evening, 8 to 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. So check your local listings about 8 o'clock Central Time. But Dom, let's talk about this absolute immunity. I want the pejorative of the king. I am the king of all
that I see. That's like Yertle the Turtle, man. Of course, that's not the case. And much like Yertle the Turtle, Donald Trump found out the hard way. He is not the king of all that he sees.
Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post. We're going to start here today, Dom. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan on Friday issued a stunning rebuke to four times. Let me make sure I got that right. Oh, yeah. Four times indicted former President Donald Trump. That's four times indicted on 91 charges. Don't leave out the small details, Jennifer.
I mean, four makes it sound so much less.
Rejecting his motion to dismiss his January 6, 2021 charges on absolute immunity and other specious constitutional grounds. The ruling came just hours after an appellate court rejected Trump's immunity claim in a parallel civil case. So that's lose-lose, Dom. Chutkan's ruling might turn out to be the most consequential legal defeat yet for Trump, and quite possibly a decisive turning point in the 2024 presidential election. You didn't know it meant all that, did you?
Election interference!
In dispensing with Trump's criminal immunity claim, Chutkan held emphatically the Constitution's text, structure, and history do not support that contention. No court or any other branch of government has ever accepted it, and this court will not so hold. Does not hold, hold any water. Holds a lot of you-know-what. Chutkan continued, whatever immunities a sitting president may enjoy, the United States has only one chief executive at a time. And that position does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass, she added.
But I want it.
Former presidents enjoyed no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Defendant may be subject to federal investigation, indictment, prosecution, conviction, and punishment for any criminal acts undertaken while in office. And Dom Chutkan, looking at the text and structure of the Constitution and relevant history, made clear that in a criminal case, Trump has even less claim to immunity than would a sitting president in a civil case, as set out in Nixon v. Fitzgerald. And unlike a civil suit for a sitting president, there is no concern that prosecution would interfere with any official duties. Moreover, Dom, the risk of vexatious litigation is greatly reduced because of protections afforded criminal defendants. In short, the concerns discussed in the civil context of Fitzgerald find no meaningful purchase here, Chutkan wrote. I want to get down to the quote from Larry Lawrence. Larry, as I call him.
Larry is a friend of mine. Lawrence Tribe.
In affirming the public interest in prosecution, Chutkan deftly quoted George Washington. Here it is, Dom. The very idea of power and the right of the people to establish government presupposes the duty of every individual to obey the established government. As for historical precedent, she noted that no claim of absolute immunity for criminal prosecution has ever been sustained, largely because no president other than pardoned Richard Nixon has been credibly accused of felonies in office. one more opinion on this, Lawrence Tribe. Judge Chukin's ruling is quite simply, as solid as a rock, as piercing as tempered steel, aided by the D.C. Circuit's unanimous rejection just hours earlier in Mr. Trump's parallel but somewhat stronger claim in the civil liability context. Judge Chukin has now rendered a devastating blow to the former president's pretensions to what she rightly dismissed as a king-like prerogative, one that our entire system of government rebels against.
Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post continues. Chukin also dispelled with Trump's bogus First Amendment claims, holding that he is not being prosecuted for speech, but for attempting to overthrow the election. Speech and furtherance of criminal activity is not protected, she noted. Likewise, the case does not represent viewpoint discrimination, nor an attempt to criminalize a call for government action, because, again, he's being prosecuted not for his views, but for his illegal efforts to reverse the election.
That'd be Chukin his conduct, right, Tom?
It seems to be. Chukin then rejected Trump's inane claim of double jeopardy based on his impeachment trial.
Failed impeachment.
First-year law students understand that impeachment concerns only the ability to retain and run for office. The criminal justice system operates separate and apart from impeachment in service of different aims. And you know, as attorneys know that as well, but in trying to, you know, get what the boss wants, they threw that in there. Chukin threw it up. And finally, Crudy, Chukin rejected the argument that the due process clause prevents prosecution because the statutes at issue are, quote, so vague and difficult to administer that defendants lack notice of how it will be applied in any given case. It's comical for a former president to say he didn't have warning of laws he was sworn to uphold. In any event, Chukin explained that the statutes at issue don't require the executive or judicial branch to guess at the prohibited conduct, nor does finding that the indictment complies with due process require the court to create a novel judicial construction of any statute. Her decision takes on even more importance given the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit's parallel decision in the civil case. Given its ruling in the civil case, which more protections for Trump arguably apply, the civil case, the appellate court in all likelihood would quickly affirm Chukin's ruling. As for further review to the Supreme Court, Tribe sees, quote, no basis for the Supreme Court to come to Mr. Trump's rescue given the carefully limited reasoning of the district court's opinion and the absence of any precedent or principle cutting in the former president's favor. Moreover, Tribe told me, again, Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post, that Chukin helped shield her ruling from reversal by emphasizing all the things she's not deciding. In fending off possible Supreme Court review, she not only emphasized that Trump might still be able to sustain his claim based on evidence presented at trial, a surefire way to dissuade the Supreme Court from taking the case up now, but also enumerated all the fact-intensive issues left to be decided, another way of waving off the high court.
Tom, we may have to skip through that because that's kind of legalese, but here's conclusion of the Rubin piece. Chukin's ruling, coupled with the circuit court's decision, represents a devastating blow to Trump's attempt to evade accountability for January 6th. As Tribe puts it, the decision might well have shattered the last hope of the former president for avoiding the fate of running for the presidency as a convicted felon, a position in which much of his current support in the polls is bound to dissolve. And Friday's decision opens a relatively clear glide path to Trump's March 4th trial, the one Crudy cares about. The very thing Trump has struggled to avoid. Within months, he will face prosecution by a capable Justice Department team armed with devastating facts and clear law before a competent judge. Trump's strategy to forestall justice, by recapturing the presidency looks more and more like a pipe dream. This is good news for our democracy. Good news indeed. Happy Monday. More devils.
Diplomatic immunity.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Two, three, four. Happy birthday to you. Go to hell, you old bastard.
And welcome back from the 420 break. We are the Devil's Advocates. Happy Monday to us all. You can always join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
My kid that remembers everybody's birthday, Caden, he knows everybody's birthday. If you've ever told him your birthday, he would remember it. And in fact, he can mentally cast forward if you tell him, like, what your birthday is, birth date. He'll tell you what day you what day of the week you were born on. He's really an incredible kid. Today is his 20th birthday. He's an old man. Oh,
happy birthday, man.
My eldest son, the number one son, turning 20. I don't know.
How is that possible?
And the fact that both boys of mine could easily dunk on you, Dom, seems quite obvious. I had to go chase him on campus just to wish him a happy birthday, but nice to see you, buddy. Love you. Happy birthday, Caden Crute. He knows your birthday is shared with Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump's birthday is shared with mine.
Now, on your birthday, do you get to be king on the birthday? Is that acceptable? Would he get absolute immunity on his shared birthday, flag day? You and Trump.
Melania, you know what I'm saying? But no, man, no. And again, back to Ruben's piece. Again, Donald Trump, no absolute immunity, not only from Judge Chutkin in that trial, but also the DC Circuit Court in the civil trial. And my understanding, I wasn't able to confirm this, but my understanding is there's at least one of those unanimous judges on that decision that was unanimous to say, no, Donald Trump, you do not have absolute immunity on the civil trial, was a Trump appointed judge. So there's that.
Well, that should be no shocker. The law offers no presidential immunity, no absolute immunity. I mean, you're not supposed to frivolously be able to sue civilly a sitting president. You know, he's got an important job, he or she, but to date it's been a he. But that's not what this is. And he's not a sitting president. So I can't wait. Damn, I cannot wait. You know, over the course of the weekend, two things I did. Lots of sports. I mean, I ingested tons and tons of sports. And
it was a good weekend for Wisconsin.
It was a great weekend for the Badgers. The Badgers unexpectedly crushed Marquette. Unexpected by everyone that didn't listen to this show Friday. When I made that prediction loud and clear, just so Kuchka could hear it. So go Bucky, beating the number three ranked Marquette. I think they'll fall.
Formerly known as number three Marquette Golden Eagles.
Here was the only disappointing part after the UW Badgers beat Marquette at the Kohl Center right up the road here. The kids, they charged the court. And I thought that was entirely unmerited for Marquette. I mean, this is an interstate rival. We beat them 3 years in a row. That was an expected win. I told you it was going to happen.
I mean, expected for a super fan like you, Crudy, perhaps. But certainly not by the line. Certainly not by the rankings. So, yeah, if they get excited, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I tell you, the Badgers were 5-2 going into that game, coming out 6-2. Marquette's the same. So, I bet the Badgers are in your rankings this week. Above and beyond that, Dom, the Badger football team caught an unexpectedly good New Year's Day bowl game, Tampa, Florida. 11:30 kickoff. They're playing against LSU. They got a Heisman Trophy candidate on the team. So this is a much better matchup than maybe a 7-5 Badger team is deserving of. But we'll take it, baby. We'll take it.
To run down to hang out in Tampa for the January season.
What's that?
Isn't Braylon Allen going to come back to go play in Tampa, man? It's warm down there.
He's heading to the draft.
It's all over.
I did look at for the warmth, man. For my Badger loving friends, airline tickets to Tampa still relatively cheap for this time of year. You got to stay like 4 or 5 days though. You know, if you're flying and flying back, it's like $450. But you know, you can get pretty good seats even out of Madison. So, but I wouldn't know that from my lack of Twitter interaction with the Dane County Regional Airport. Again, we got Joe Parisi telling us why Dane County no longer has a Twitter account. I gotta
you do got all, some explaining to do, Joe.
I gotta do all my booking through like Expedia these days. So we had lots of enjoyable sports, but Dom, there was a controversy greater than the failure to call pass interference late in the Packers Chiefs game. And
that was definitely interference.
It was, but it was definitely not a late hit on the sidelines a little bit earlier in that series. So, you know, those things even out eventually. Right. So Packers also a glorious win. I was very happy about that. And yeah, Taylor,
hell of a game last night.
Taylor Swift went home sad and Travis Kelce and the ilk. Mahomie, he's our.
You think? I mean, it'd be hard. Taylor Swift's doing all right. I mean, I get it. People's emotions go up and down, but hard to think that she's sad when she gets on her one of two private jets to fly home.
Come on, Ron Johnson's got more private jets than Taylor Swift does at this point. At least
does he strike you as sad?
What's that?
Sad. Is he sad?
Some of the things he says are sad. Yeah. A little unfounded, a little unhinged.
Try out the drugs, Scrutie.
Dom, the college football playoff system, though, it was so unfair to one team, Florida State. Used to be Bobby Bowden's team. Now they are the ACC's leading team, champions of a Power 5 conference, 13-0 on the season, and they didn't make the playoffs. And I mean, we've got Florida Senator Rick Scott. He's talking about congressional oversight on this, right, Dom?
He's working the phones trying to find out what's going on over there. We want transparency in our sports.
And also, Dom, well, Ron DeSantis, the gubernator of Florida, well, he also took great issue with the fact that Florida State was excluded, put out some sort of press release, thought it was merited somehow. But you know, what I found most ironic, Dom, is once you've exposed yourself, and by expose yourself, I mean DeSantis, well, then you know damn well Trump's coming after you because one Florida man's going after another Florida man because Florida State didn't make it to the college football playoff.
Very important.
And Trump weighs in, and he, of course, blames DeSantis. Florida man versus Florida man in football showdown, question mark. Former President Trump is blaming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, his bitter rival in a battle for the GOP presidential nomination, for the College Football Playoff Committee's decision to exclude Florida State University's football team from the playoffs despite its undefeated season. It's unprecedented. Here is what Trump wrote on his Truthy Social, Dom. Florida State was treated very badly by the committee. They become the first Power 5 team to be left out of the college football playoffs. Really bad lobbying effort. Let's blame the sanctimonious. If you're unaware, Dom, Trump often refers to DeSantis, who was previously an ally but has been aggressively campaigning against Trump for the 2024 nomination, as the sanctimonious and other pejoratives like Meatball Ron. So it's the sanctimonious's fault. Come back with us. We are the devil's advocates. If you don't come back, I blame Ron DeSantis. You can always join us. 844-967-2789. Jordan Love is what we got.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief, there's been a massive explosion at a duplex in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington.
I could feel it. I could hear it. I've lived in that house for 50 years, okay? I've never had a sound wave shock like that. I thought something had happened on my house.
It happened as police were serving a search warrant. Some officers suffered minor injuries. At least one person was in the home. Their condition is not known. The U.S. continues to push Hamas to release the hostages it took from southern Israel on October 7th. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We are thinking through, both in concert with Israel and then just as a country with our own citizens being held, what tools we have at our disposal to be able to get them out.
A well-known website's been hacked, says CBS's Matt Piper.
23andMe says the stolen data contains things like names, birth years, locations, and ancestry reports.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 29, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, high of 38. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a absolute immunity Monday edition. It's been revoked, Trump. No absolute immunity for the former president, according to Judge Chutkin. I'm looking forward to the big trial coming up in March, Don. More so than damn near anything in my whole
March
life.
March 4th. Today is December 4th. Well, it's coming quick.
March 4th is the day before Super Tuesday, which I have predicted over and over again will be the day that Donald Trump wins the nomination of the Republican Party. That'll be March 5th, Tuesday. That's what I
thought. Chris Christie made some comment today that he's taking it all the way to the convention. I'm thinking, what? Yeah, why not, man? You might be the only one, him and Haley, left standing.
844-967-2789. Dom, you know, we all need a job. Some of us need a job. You seemingly made it through life for decades without working, but most of us
look so easy. It's like it's not a job, man. That's how good I am at my job.
It never seems like effort when you do it. Well, Dom, poor George Santos, expelled from Congress recently, unemployed. I think the paychecks, they're gonna be done soon, right? You don't get to keep getting paid.
Well, he gets unemployment, right? He gets that socialist unemployment, right? I mean, what happens then?
Well, that's not going to make up for his loss of 100.
Fired for cause? You know what I mean? Who gets the form in there? Who fills out the form?
The HR? Speaker Johnson's office? Well, Dom, here's the fortunate thing. He's back on his feet. He's bounced back. He's found gainful employment, or at least a way to make a few bucks on the side. And, you know, he's following other, let's call them conservative icons down this path. If you would, Nate, here's the last guy that did this.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
I'll give you two guesses what George Santos' next job is, Dom.
Cameo? Hi, I'm George Santos. I'm on Cameo. I thought it'd be like hosting Drag Queen Bingo or something fun.
Cameo. Well, do you know who one of his very first clients apparently is? Senator John Fetterman, who hired him to take a pot shot at Senator Bob Menendez, who's got his own little issue with ethics, right? So, and I mean, I go to the consummate source here, Dom, Foxy News Digital.
Well, of course.
After his expulsion from Congress last week, George Santos is finding a new way to make some cash. OnlyFans. I mean, Cameo. Cameo is a website where people can pay celebrities to make personalized videos, such as for the holidays or a birthday. A link to Santos's Cameo profile is available on his X, his Twitter profile. On his Cameo profile, Santos describes himself as, and here's a quote, Tom, a former congressional icon and the expelled member of Congress from New York City. The one and only. The Ohio State University. Guys, right. Interested, you know, parties.
I find it a little annoying when they do it like that.
Dominic, interested parties can book a personal video with Santos starting at $200. That actually, you know, to send a message to our friends for the holidays down, that seems like a value of sorts.
Wow. $200 for Santos to say the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever. I mean, it's almost seems like a deal. Almost. Can we get Rudy to do it too?
Santos joined the league of former politicos, including former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Dom's dirty trickster buddy Roger Stone, who have joined Cameo to make some extra money. Later Monday, Santos posted a video addressed to embattled Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania took credit for the video. I thought my ethically challenged colleague at Bob Menendez, New Jersey, could use some encouragement. Given his substantial legal problems, Fetterman tweeted, so I approached a seasoned expert on the matter to give Bobby from Jersey some advice. And so Santos has already posted that video, Dom. Hey, Bobby, Santos begins the video. Look, I don't think I need to tell you, but these people that you want to make you get in trouble and want to kick you out and make you run away, you make them put up or shut up. You stand your ground, sir, and don't get bogged down by all the haters out there. Stay strong. Merry Christmas.
What? So now, when you're hired on a cameo like this, it can do they have to take your guidance, your script?
I think they do. I think I've got $200 burning a hole in my bank account right now to find out, Dom. We will know by tomorrow if George Santos, although we're going to have to use your Venmo account because, you know, mine's all jammed up paying tuition.
Is that what it is, jammed up? My bank account's jammed up too, man.
The freshman lawmaker from Pennsylvania, I believe they reference Fetterman here, has been outspoken in his calls for Menendez, who is facing federal charges for participating in a bribery scheme, to step down from Congress if Santos deserves to be kicked out. Oh, Dom, I can't wait to see what sort of Christmas message we're going to hire from George Santos. What should it be? You know, what would we want George to say on our behalf?
I'm a little torn, man. I think it's funny, obviously. That's funny. Funny's funny, man. I can recognize that. Appreciate that.
Man's got to make a living.
But do we got to be the ones to pay him? You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
For my amusement and enjoyment? I mean, I'm thinking of you right now. This could be, it's either this for Christmas. I know you're not a Christmas giver because you don't believe in God and Jesus and Christmas, but.
Yeah, but I believe in Santa Claus. I mean, come on. Christmas gifts?
Dom, I'm gonna admit, I've been considerate of buying you a gift for perhaps the first time in our friendship.
Don't do it, Christmas gift. I feel like I gotta owe you, and then I don't want to owe you.
So please. You already owe me, so let me spit out what gift I'm considerate of getting you. First and foremost, what kind of shoes prepare you for nothing that life could throw at you, Dom?
Oh, the only kind that matter, flip-flops. And I will let you know I wore flip-flops to the gym yesterday, December 3rd.
So I found some very special flip-flops, and these are special because they leave an imprint in the sand, or they leave a special footprint. And in this case, the footprint they leave would be a penis. And it made me think of you, because you would wear those flip-flops and you would trounce down the sand, leaving that obscene graphic on the beach behind you. And you would giggle to yourself. And I think if they weren't $29, I would probably get them for you. Well, if they were like $9
for the ones with the bottle opener on the bottom.
If they were like $9 peanuts sold flip flops, I would so buy those. But I don't know if your friendship merits $29 just to make a point. Not. Just to make a point.
Doesn't. I'll accept your drinks though. Thank you.
844-967-2789. Also, Kuchka. Very rudely texting at me. Apparently he doesn't like being trash talked on the radio so much after his team loses. What did he send precisely? Oh, yes, it's an image. I wear a Marquette t-shirt because I went to Marquette University. You wear a Wisconsin t-shirt because you go to Kmart. Go Warriors. I would point out, Mr. Kuchka, Kmart's long since been closed. These are old reject, you know, I don't even know. Where do you get the clothes today? Got to go to Dick's, or where do you get the Badger clothes? Dom, when's the last time you bought any clothes? Unless they were flip-flops.
Like this one. Like I got this nice shirt on here. My friend Bella made it. I go to like the local street festivals and, you know, load up on some cool t-shirts and whatnot here and there. Yeah, I'm not a great shopper, man. It's not my thing.
What a fashion plate you are.
Support the local artist, man. That's what I do. 844-967-2789. And you got the glasses, Crudy. Congratulations. Welcome. You're turning into an adult. Now, are those readers, or did you actually go to the eye doctor?
I didn't go to the eye doctor. Last time I went to the doctor, he said, how have you been these last 6 years? I said, obviously fairly well, Doc.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm getting better.
My wife, I think, taking mercy upon me, and the fact she went to something very recently in the AARP was giving away free cheater readers. Yeah. So she acquired me these cheater readers from the AARP at no cost. But I feel like it's sort of doubly damning when it comes from the American Association of what? Retired people. These eyes are still vibrant. They just don't see so much.
Hey man, getting old is better than the alternative, but they're working for you, right? Does it help?
If I read the insulting text from Kuchka, it helps. Like on my cell phone, I see the words and letters and the insults much, much better from Kuchka.
Well, excellent.
And others that would choose to insult me on the text line. Here's a few. What do they got?
But to Kuchka's point, though, you're a Wisconsin Badgers fan, man, but you and I went to UW lacrosse, man. Those are the Screaming Eagles, man, not the Golden Eagles and certainly not the Badgers. So I guess you're not a true fan. Do you have to go to the school to be a true fan, Michael?
Well, here's what I would tell our friend, Mr. Kuchka. As the man who had the honor of signing the sports contracts here on behalf of Civic Media, I had the opportunity to make partnerships, let's just say, representations between our fine media company and a few of the better franchises across the state of Wisconsin. And when I say better franchises, you know, we don't have any Marquette games on this year.
Why not?
Because they're not amongst the better franchises, in my humble opinion.
Oh, but they were just ranked number 3, man. Don't you wish you would have jumped on that bandwagon earlier?
Well, we were on the Marquette bandwagon when the fine distribution company on behalf of Marquette actually paid this radio entity. When they paid us, we carried Marquette games. When it became a free proposition, all the Marquette games you want for free. No, thank you. I wouldn't carry them for free, Kuchka. Badgers? We got Badgers on WFHR, WRJN, WLAK, and WRCE all across the great state of Wisconsin. Tomorrow, Don, they're going to interrupt our fine show with the 5 o'clock tip-off.
Oh, see, that's not right.
Marquette would never do that to us, would they, Kuchka?
No, they wouldn't.
We got a few on the text lines. You ever think Evers was calling in favors to get us in a New Year's Day poll? Yeah. This all credit to Tony Evers. He lobbied for a New Year's Day Bowl on behalf of all the Badger fans and Kuchka. Also very much hoping the Pack can run the table once again and beat those Lions back into their place. Got some Lions fans in my life that seem to have forgotten the hierarchy around these parts.
Welcome to the new world. My Lions 9-3 for the first time since 1962.
Back of the bus where you belong. Dom, here's another one. WISS Cam from Nina texting at us. What does Santos and a porn star have in common? Hint, it's not sex appeal. They both have been pizza delivery boys, astronauts, pilots, plumbers, Marines, taxi drivers, superheroes, etc. That'd be the cosplay, right, Dom?
Uh-huh.
And Dom shares T-45's birthday. I shared mine with Biden. Well, that's because you're a better human than Dom is.
That's entirely possible.
And here's one more text. Kmart and Wisconsin schools are both pretty much all closed with these budgets.
Oof, ouch.
Yeah, but with Democrats in charge, there'll be blue light specials for everybody. Did you ever get hauled into Kmart when you were a kid?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess.
Didn't they have
more the Kohl's guy?
You and Scott Walker trying to peddle that Kohl's cash?
I mean, I had to go where my parents drugged me, man. They were Kohl's shoppers.
You could have said no, Dom. You could have said no.
No, you can't.
At Kmart, they used to, all of a sudden, there'd be a big blue whoopee light. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And that meant, you know, whatever plastic items. Then American-made plastic items were on sale, but only for a limited time. Better act soon. Come back, more devils. Call now. 844-967-2789.
I'm not dead.
The Shaw, WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Phone lines are open. Going to them shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, more damning evidence from James Comer's committee in the Congress. Or at least that's what we were led to believe before we actually saw the evidence. It's kind of a swing and a miss, Dom.
You mean the laptop from hell, or is it something different?
I'm getting a little sick of calling this a nothing burger, because that implies there's some buns or something there, but there's not even that there. Swing and a miss. Critics pan James Comer's latest Biden bombshell, air quotes. Here's the bombshell, Dom. Hunter Biden bought a truck and dad loaned him some money and then he paid him back.
What?
And that links him to China.
China, communist.
That is indeed what they were claiming the bombshell was, Dom. Rep. James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, today unveiled another purported bombshell revelation of corruption by President Joe Biden. But critics say, like many of his past efforts, this one failed to live up to the hype. You judge for yourself, audience. At issue is a series of payments made by Hunter Biden's business, Awaska PC, to President Joe Biden back in 2018. Because this business received payments from China, Comer has insinuated, you know, you got to infer the evidence, Dom.
Of course.
Insinuated that this is evidence that Biden has taken direct bribes through his son from the Chinese government. You got to, you know, keep it all in mind. Got to have a beautiful mind to track all this. However, independent journalist Yashir Ali notes that all three payments of $1,380 each to Biden are simply repayments of a loan that Biden gave to his son to pay for a truck during a time when he was low on cash. It's a truck loan, Dom. More than I'd pay for a monthly payment on a truck, but have you seen the price on some of these pickups lately? $1,380 is hardly evidence of China buying off the big guy.
You're buying off the big guy. Totally, man. In 2018, right?
Well, not only that, Dom.
He's insane. He wasn't president or vice president in 2018.
Well, above and beyond that, this information has been well known and reported prior. Additionally, these payments were reported by the New York Post well over a year ago. And are not new information. This bombshell was a known bombshell a year ago, and it wasn't a bombshell then, and it's not a bombshell now. Comer critics were quick to pounce after seeing that his latest hyped-up Biden bombshell appeared to be another dud. Big old swing and a miss, according to Bradley Moss. Another one, David Corn from Mother Jones. I don't think fronting a son money for a truck is an impeachable offense. Another swing and a miss. You know, sort of a strike three analogy, Dom. Not so much nothing burger. What do you say? These Republicans, they're trying too hard, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I guess since their guy was impeached, I know a lot of them think that was, you know, not right. Hell, the current Speaker of the House, you hear him speak so very sternly and articulately about how we're the party of law and order, and what happened to President Trump was totally politics. But this is totally different. The American people need to know. need to know what? $4,000 paid back to the big guy by the Sun for a truck payment? Really?
Dom.
There's got to be more to it than that, Crudy.
Aaron Frickner, the deputy chief of staff for Rep. Don Meyer, he's a Democrat from Virginia, had this to say. If the Comer investigation was actually finding new evidence of scandal, would they be posting siren emojis above videos, breaking news of old debt repayments that Republicans already got written up 18 months ago in the New York Post? Yes, rhetorically. Nope.
Nope.
There's nothing new here. There's no there. Seems like the perfect time to bring in the king of nothing there. But what about Hillary's email, CJ? Welcome. How you doing, man?
Hi, CJ.
I am good. Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I'm back from everything's bigger in Texas.
Texas? I thought you were in Florida, man.
Well, I am now. I was in Texas for 6 days helping my daughter and my son-in-law set up their new home. And they are thrilled to be in conservative Texas, where they fly the American flag proudly.
Right up until the electric grid fails. That'll be a great choice for them. But then the grid's going to fail, CJ, and then they're going to be up a you-know-what creek, buddy. And they're going to be calling Dad again. Hey, Dad, you got a generator?
Well, you know, as I listen to you guys, you fail to recognize history. We listened for 2 years as devil's advocate, chanted with pencil neck Adam Schiff, that the corruption of President Trump, we found out, was a lie. Then we found
it hasn't been found out as a lie, CJ. Just the opposite. There is nothing that has convinced me that any part of the Mueller report was less than pretty much dead on. And even the Steele dossier, dude, you know, it's your boy that keeps talking about the golden showers, was doing so just the other day in Iowa. He keeps bringing it up, CJ.
But you go, CJ.
Well, the John Durham report proves that the Mueller report was
That's the best you got, Durham?
You guys obviously haven't read it. You guys
time? He doesn't bring any charges, CJ. There's no there. The guy.
Let's talk about James Comer. All right, let's talk about James Comer real quick. That was the topic, CJ. James Comer says these prepayments of $1,380 are proof of Chinese paying off the big guy. Do you concur with that?
Well, could I buy you off for $1,300, CJ? I mean, seriously, would your soul sell?
Million? Girl, guys. How about the $5 million
that
the family took? How about nine family members that took money from?
But no one has demonstrated any of them are named Joe.
As you talk over me, but the Comer, you guys should watch it on C-SPAN and watch kind of the way you guys deflect from facts.
I'm literally asking about a $1,380 payment, and you're talking about millions and millions of dollars. Oh, no. Well, if that's the case, then how come Comer isn't, you know, putting this forward right now? Bring up the impeachment, CJ. You might get a vote this week or next. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed.
If I want to change the subject, I'd bring up Jared Kushner and the $2 billion in sovereign wealth fund dollars from Bonesaw, from the Saudis. How is he qualified to manage that money?
Ivanka getting all sorts of patents in China while she was in the White House.
Or the hundreds of millions of dollars they made while they were working in the Trump administration. But you see, Joe Biden got repaid three times for $1,380. He's bought and sold by China. It doesn't make any logical sense. You know, the money's not enough. Come back, more devils.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.